Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Galatians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? We, who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles, know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ." Sometimes we are in a situation where we need to be willing to say hard things, but other times we need to be willing to hear hard things. We may need to hear that our words or actions have hurt someone. At times, maybe you've headed down a dangerous path, and because someone had a hard and serious conversation with you, you are now walking with the Lord again. The Apostle Peter needed to hear a hard truth from his fellow Apostle Paul. Peter was not acting in line with the gospel, the good news that Jesus is the Savior of everyone. His actions gave the impression that Jesus wasn't enough. His conduct potentially misled others into thinking that they had to do works and jump through hoops to be declared right with God. Not only was Peter putting himself in danger, but he was also putting others in danger of trusting in something other than Jesus. There are times when we read the Bible or have someone share it with us, and we need to hear hard things. The truth of God's Word reveals that we have not lived in line with the good news of Jesus. We have trusted in other things. We have lived in a way that has departed from God's ways. These are hard things to hear, but necessary. And when we do, we get to hear the greatest news, that Jesus is enough. God forgave you completely through the work of Jesus. And He forgives us freely, not making us jump through hoops or prove our worth. He declares us right with Him through faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, make me willing by Your Spirit to hear hard things so that I can hear and cherish the greatest news of sins forgiven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.